Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 83. This podcast. That's where the title's supposed to go. Oh, shoot, I haven't come up with a title yet. Well, I guess by the time this is posted, you'll know what the title is, although I do not know now. The title of this podcast is not this podcast. That's the beginning of the next sentence in my script. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because, sometimes these things need context and it all kind of blurs together. So you're welcome here. You also don't need to listen. I'm not going to try to hard sell you on this. If you don't know me, hello. I'm me. You're welcome to listen. I don't know if this is going to be interesting for you at all, since the context of this show is that the people who are listening are people who kind of know me and want to keep up with what I'm doing without, having to have a telephone conversation or whatever. Telephone conversation, like it's 1978. Anyway, if you're just joining now, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those are basically going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. And when I do finally catch up with someone online who I haven't spoken to in that long, that's, it hits all the main points. Those episodes hit all the main points. I'd stick with those. I'd advise against binging everything I've recorded. I did not design these updates to be listened to in that way. There's a lot of repetition. It'll be really boring. Jump around if you really feel the need to. There's some interesting... some of the episodes start with like a poem or something like that. I haven't done that in a while. Some of the early episodes have that. So that might be kind of fun. Not much to report this week. I've wrapped up my personal finances until August. See, this is one of those life updates I was talking about earlier. But the next step is I've got to reconcile my expenditures versus YTG's, the ones... Okay, so most of the theater costs come out of my pocket or are on my credit card, because getting a company credit card is a whole thing here. I need to make sure that I get paid back for everything, or in the case of the company losing money... add the debt to the more than, 1 million yen, which is about, it's like $10,000 that YTG owes me has come to owe me over the last 17 years. Anyway, that's also a whole thing, but now at least my finances are done. And, I've decided to work on some other stuff this week just to, because basically what it is there's a lot going on this week and I'm getting interrupted a lot. So I don't really have the time to sit and concentrate on going through those numbers. Anyway, here are these weeks. Oh my, I can't talk today. Here are this week's updates. YTG updates. No, nothing new. I'll just repeat what I said last week. The Oblique, which is the last show I just did, the video links are up. And if you're a patron on Patreon, I mixed up those two words, or one of my supporters here, you should have those links already, or at least information about how to get them. You can now buy that video online. Minimum donation is 1,000 yen, which is like just under 10 bucks Canadian, at YTG/oblique. A link in the show notes. If you can't afford it, just drop me a line directly and I'll hook you up, because my philosophy is I want people to see my stuff. Nerd Night is coming up September 20th. The live stream tickets, this is also a repeat of last week, sorry. Live stream tickets are available. They're pay what you can, and pay what you can be zero, at tokyo.nerdnight.com. Nerd Night is spelled NERDNITE. Topics are this month. Are a new form of rocket propulsion and the mysteries of the Shibuya River. Made the banner twice this past weekend. Well, I made it once last week, then I had to remake it because of the change of topic. Is that the new topic? I just took the text I wrote from last week. That the topic, one of those might be wrong. Maybe it's the rocket one that's wrong. I think it's... Anyway, never mind. Cool topics. Check out the website. Photography. Okay. Day one of that camping trip back in July is finally called and edited. I will post those photos to the mailing list with maybe some photos with no faces on the website. When I'll do that, I'll probably do the website post when both days are done because there won't be as many photos since I can only post ones without faces. To the mailing list, because I'm not going to post people's kids' faces publicly on my website. I feel like the newsletter at the moment, there's maybe 20 of you on there, 20 people on there. So I feel like, and that'll just go out the one time. And these are people who I know everybody. So I feel like I'm sending out some photos, some cool photos I took to friends. So I feel justified in doing that. But yeah, not going to post people's kids' photos on the website without permission. So I will see if I can dig up some photos that are just of Hammy or of objects or whatever. And also thanks to my friend Sonas, I have now submitted an estimate for a corporate photo shoot. So there's a lot of competition, but I don't know. I think my photos are distinctive. So if they like the look, I might get the gig. I probably can't compete on... otherwise, competing with some of these larger photo sole proprietorships. I can't, but I can on artistic quality. So if they're into that, they like my photos from, sent them samples from the last two events I shot, which I think are quite good. So yeah, they had some talk in the guy, this as usual, the person trying to hire the photographer doesn't really know much about photography. So there was a little bit of back and forth that we had to do there. There was some talk of a short video. I really hate when places like they want the photographer to also do video. And a couple of the places I'm competing with, I know they do both. Usually that means bringing a second person along, though, because, I've learned from experience you shouldn't mix those. Not just as a photographer, but as somebody who has had photographers come and work on projects with me. Video, photo probably should not be the same person. Next projects, I got in my notes, everything on hold. It's not that everything's on hold. I just haven't worked on them yet. There's just stuff that needs to happen. It's not even stuff that I need to do. I'm kind of just waiting. Waiting on some things. Be the Audience project. Yes, as I said last week, I've turned the page off for now because I've got these applications for artistic director positions in, and I'm a little bit self-conscious about looking like I'm trying to completely do everything independently. I think that might scare them off. I think the main thing that's going to scare them off is just they've never heard of me. They don't know I exist because I've been out of the Canadian scene for so long. I think these positions are really competitive, and I think that's going to be my biggest stumbling block is that I'm not known in the scene anymore. Anyway, music. I've got a music update. I strung some samples together this week. There's an improv group in Tokyo that for some reason decided to ask me to make like a track for them that they could do improvised raps to based on this Indonesian one or Malaysian one they found. And I strung some samples together. It's not what they want. I think it sounds, it's, they just want me to essentially copy the Malaysian one, which is kind of not how it works. But anyway, I made something for them. It's more complicated, I think, than what they want. I think it sounds okay, but I think that's also probably Dunning-Kruger effect because I really don't know much about making music from samples. I am debating whether anyone should ever hear it. I will decide by the next update whether you will hear it. Yeah. I don't think I'm... Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, the first time you like write a song or something like that, it's probably going to be shit. The first time... Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So that's it. That's all the update stuff I have this week. I will... I'll drop another one of these next week. Until then, Andrew out.